The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay. I'm going to try not to gloat. Let's try not to gloat. No, actually, let's gloat. Go ahead, hit it. You got it? Oh, yeah. Having a little fun. Put them up. Put them up, all my conservative brothers and sisters. That was fun. It still is fun. Victory is always fun. Have you ever noticed that? Hey, welcome back. It's Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. Yes, the theme from Rocky, which, of course, turns into a victory theme, right? Does it not? And so that's, of course, what's happening not only in Virginia, which is mind-boggling, but other things going on, like in Texas, in Minneapolis, of all places. Defund the police, get rid of the guys in blue, not such a great idea for your political future. If you're going to pay attention to the Nats out there, G-N-A-T-S, the Nats, you know, you and me, the people. So mind-boggling what's going on in Virginia, mind-boggling what's going on in New Jersey. I actually don't think the Republican candidate in New Jersey is going to win. However, this morning, they're still too close to call as of the show. Still too close to call. But, I mean, that they were separated by 1,000 votes in New Jersey. By 1,000 votes out of 2.3 million votes cast and counted so far. They were only separated by 1,000. And in New Jersey, last year, Joe Biden won the state by 16 points. 16-point victory in New Jersey, shellacked Donald Trump. But now you've got the Republican candidate for governor in New Jersey is ahead by 1,000 with 2.3 million votes cast or counted. That's mind-boggling. So that's a story that we'll keep an eye on that. Okay, we're not sure yet, but that's New Jersey's race for governor. Okay, that's massive. We have sent a message to the entire country. Cittarelli told supporters at his election night headquarters. But this is what I love about this state. If you study its history, every single time it's gone too far off track, because that's what the liberals always do. They run too far when they get the ball. Every single time it's gone too far off track, the people of this state, New Jersey, have pushed, pulled, and prodded it right back to where it needs to be. Is that gonna hashtag trend for the rest of the country? And it certainly is what happened in Virginia. Another mind-boggling thing in Virginia. Okay, so I got a bunch of things I want to go through today as we try to analyze this. And I won't play the Rocky theme every other minute, but we might play it another time. And by the way, in the third segment of the show, you have got to hear the new lieutenant governor in Virginia, a black woman. First time a black woman in Virginia, which was a Confederate state. I'm going to tie all this together because I've been all jacked up today and yesterday, especially today, teaching. I taught my third class of U.S. history today, this afternoon. And I made my classes, my students, all listen to the acceptance speech of Winsome Sears. How about that for a name? Winsome. Remember that name, Christians. Okay. In my old studio, I had a monitor right on the desk right in front of me, and I had a little post-it note. The post-it note's still in the other room. I kept it for posterity. And on that post-it note was one word, and that word is winsome. Winsome. Like, you know, Jesus was winsome. Gave no quarter, didn't budge an inch on the truth, but was full of grace and mercy and compassion and patience. And he was friendly and loving and kind, probably funny. And that's winsome. So remember that. So in the third segment of the show, I'm going to play because it's like 7 minutes long. The entire acceptance speech of Winsome Sears, the first time black female statewide office winner in Virginia, a Confederate state from the past, which I'm going to tie into U.S. history, and so many things in her speech. I haven't like shed a tear over a victory speech in a very long time, but I did this morning. And Steve Dace had texted me a link to it. Steve Dace at the Blaze, and you know, and he's been involved with politics for 20 years now, and very, very involved. So when he sent me that. In a tweet, he just sent me the copy of the tweet, and then it had the link. Working in politics full time, going into a second decade now, has made me beyond jaded. So maybe it's just the first thing in the morning, and my guard is down because I thought I could no longer be moved. But I actually got a little choked up watching this. And when I clicked on the link, I watched the acceptance speech of Winsome Sears in Virginia, the new lieutenant governor, and it's so rich, so pregnant. There's so many good things in there. We'll listen to that together in the third segment. But when you deal with the governor, okay, Youngkin. So there's a lot going on there, all right? Now, last year, this is a blue state, Virginia. Last year, Trump lost Virginia by 10 points. Okay, lost Virginia by 10 points. Youngkin wins it by 12. So that's a big swing. So Trump lost Virginia by 10 points. He was down 10. Trump Youngkin wins by 2. So that's a 12-point swing in 12 months. What's going on there? And when you look at it, Youngkin versus Trump 2020, okay? Youngkin now, yesterday, versus Trump 2020. What did Trump do in Virginia versus what Youngkin just did? So Youngkin versus Trump. Youngkin plus 3 points up against Trump in 2020 with blacks, plus 9 with women, plus 8 with suburban people, plus 12 with rural voters. Let me say that again. This is Youngkin versus Trump because there's a lot to be learned here. Youngkin versus Trump 2020, last year's election versus the election that happened yesterday. Youngkin beat Trump plus 3 amongst blacks, plus 9 amongst women, plus 8 in the suburbs, and plus 12 in rural voters. He trounced Trump's numbers from a year ago. And there's a lot to be learned from that. So you've got in Virginia, check this out, a blue state. You now have a Republican governor, a Republican black female lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, who's Hispanic, is a Republican, and they flipped the Virginia House. The Virginia House flipped to Republican control. So you're going to see. Now it's like, hey, Republicans, now you got control. You can get a lot done there in Virginia. I don't know what the deal is going to be with the Senate. We'll look at that. But wow, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general for a bunch of white supremacists who elected a black female woman and a Hispanic. How interesting. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Started with a little Rocky, a little theme from Rocky today. A huge win in Virginia. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general and the House in Virginia flipped to the Republicans. So that's going to be fascinating to watch what happens. But this is super important, and there's a lot to learn from that. So we're going through different stories today. And then turnout soared. This is from the Daily Wire. So we're going to talk about this in the third segment. The next segment I'm going to play for you. Winsome Sears, who's going to be the new lieutenant governor in Virginia. Incredible speech. It's so pregnant with meaning. So we'll go through that together. Turnout soared in Virginia as angry voters had their say. Exactly a year ago today, Joe Biden crushed President Donald Trump in Virginia, right? He beat him by 10 points. Biden's agenda quickly went right into the dumpster with members of his own party thwarting his massive spending plans. What's more, nearly everything else has gotten worse since Biden took office. Gas prices, inflation, crime is out of control, the border crisis, all that, plus some local issues like, ding, 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 school boards, which we've talked about a lot. We talked with Joseph Backholm yesterday. Chad Slotta was in. We've been talking about this a lot. Parents, get involved. Brought angry voters to the polls on Tuesday. More than 3.2 million Virginians voted, a 27% increase from 2017, the last election for governor. In that race, Democrat Ralph Northam defeated Republican Ed Gillespie 53.9-45. That was in 2017. This is totally flipped. Exit polls showed independents won heavily for Youngkin. Quote, Youngkin also carried male voters in this year's election by roughly a 12-point margin, white women without college degrees by about 50 points, and white evangelicals by about 76 points. all broader margins than then-President Donald Trump posted over Joe Biden among those demographics last year. That's amazing. The early exit polling also suggests a slim advantage for Youngkin in the suburbs, an area that shifted towards Democrats during Trump's presidency. That's a key thing. Remember that. While some pundits say Youngkin's win shows the power of Trump, it doesn't. Youngkin kept his distance from the former president, deciding not to join a rally Trump held by telephone the day before the election. Right? So can you have Trump policies, conservative policies, without Trumpism? Which seems to be the case here. Here's another one. Virginia parents champion victory of family values. Virginia parents are claiming victory for family values and parental rights after Republicans swept statewide elections in Virginia on Tuesday. Local outrage over education created a groundswell of anger against Democrats and progressive social, school curriculum, ideas, and policies such as student mask mandates. Yep, they're just running all this stuff up the flagpole, and parents are waking up. Now, word to the wise and a warning. Last night was awesome. Today is good to celebrate. But if you think this is over, you're nuts. They've been playing this game for 100 years with our children. Like we talked about on yesterday's show. They will continue to play it. They own the educational system. The only way it changes is when spoilers get in there. That's you and me. That's our deal. You have to get involved. Quote, Glenn Youngkin's victory showcases the Commonwealth's desire to elect a public servant instead of a political servant. Virginia mother Elizabeth Perrin told Fox News, what we have seen is the importance of family values and parental rights in our education system. Amen. Here's another one. It's been great to see how the importance of our children's education in the Parents Matter movement has brought so many people together, said Brandon Michon, a Loudoun County father of three. This is Virginia's opportunity to raise the bar, and we will be doing it with Glenn Youngkin as governor. Virginia mother and activist Asra Namani celebrated Youngkin's win in an interview with Fox News host Laura Ingraham, quote, what the parents of Virginia have done is send a clear message to every single person who has treated us like dirt. That's right. They are all here, all the moms and dads. We are mama bears and papa bears, and we have said loud and clear, get your hands off of our cubs, Naomi said. Namani said. You're going to lose more races if you continue to treat us like dirt, and we have risen. We are loud and we are strong. And we are saying very clearly, we're not going to allow you to claim our babies. None of this nonsense is going to be acceptable anymore. That reminds me of General Yamamoto after the Pearl Harbor attack in World War II. It said that he said, I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant and filled it with a terrible resolve. Now, a sleeping giant are moms. You moms, you are sleeping giants. Some of you aren't sleeping. Some of you are, a lot of you aren't. But when it comes to schools, school board meetings, what's going on, what's being taught, what's being disseminated, reading materials, pornographic, CRT, whatever, progressive agenda, anti-Christian worldview, that's all alive and well. And I know there's good teachers out there. Amen. And that's awesome. Fighting the good fight of faith. But the vast majority of the teachers are not. And the whole system is run by progressives. So the public school system at large is the enemy of a Christian worldview and conservative ideas about education, which is to teach kids how to think, reading, arithmetic, right? Math, arithmetic, reading, writing, how to think, critical thinking, not what to think. But they've been teaching them what to think for years, which is why so many parents out there are like, what happened to my kid? Well, your kid's been marinating in this stuff for 16,000 hours between kindergarten and 12th grade before they ever go to college. So this stuff's wild. McAuliffe is getting blasted. So there's a left-wing groups, a statement issued by left-wing groups, Battle Born Collective, Justice Democrats, Sunrise Movement, and United We Dream Action. I've never heard of any of these people. But they signed a United statement, shellacking. I'm talking about McAuliffe shellacking Tuesday. As a wake-up call for Democrats, Terry McAuliffe ran the milquetoast campaign he wanted to run, where every other word he uttered was Donald Trump instead of focusing on the issues voters cared about the most. What happened in Virginia is what happens when Democrats fail to take on the GOP's divide and conquer racism and motivate people to turn out. Divide and conquer racism. That's what they're saying about you parents. That's what they think of you. They do. The progressives that run the educational machine and progressives on the left, that's what they think of you. You're backwards. You don't know any better. You're screwing up your kids. Give your kids to us and we'll turn them into great little woke activists. I know that sounds like just Republican talking points, but it's true. That's what's going on. Quote, this was a controlled experiment for what not to do in 2022, they wrote. This is what it looks like when Democrats get caught flat-footed and let Republicans dictate the terms of the debate by manufacturing a fake education crisis. They're gaslighting you. You think there's an education crisis? Come on, don't buy all this stupid, crazy white suburban Christian talking points. That's gaslighting, trying to make you think you're crazy or stupid. Progressives have attempted to paint McAuliffe's loss as a win for white supremacy. Of course. It's not the messaging, folks. This country simply loves white supremacy, tweeted the Atlantic contributor Jamel Hill. Right. In Virginia. Right. White supremacy, where they just elected the first black female to win a statewide race in Virginia. White supremacists, they do that all the time. And white supremacists definitely love Hispanics, which is why they elected a Hispanic to the attorney general's office in Virginia, because that's what white supremacists do. They raise up black women and Hispanics into positions of power. Give me a break. Okay. Moving along. You know what? Is the Rocky theme ready? Play it again. I'm just kind of in the mood. Let's just, before we hit the break, I got so much more to talk about. We're going to have some fun today. And we're only halfway done. You got it? Oh, just enjoy that. Okay. All right. Okay, we start bringing that down. What can I say? Don't gloat, Steve. I am trying not to. It's important. There's a lot more to talk about. Plus, Winsome Sears, what a great name. And she loves Jesus. We'll hear from her when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Having some fun today. Victory's always fun, is it not? Talking about Virginia and everything going on there. And Van Jones, who worked in the Obama administration, uber liberal, and on CNN, of course. And Van Jones' reaction to, you know, how did this guy, this upstart guy, Youngkin, how did he possibly win? What's this mean for America? What's going on in Virginia? Van Jones on CNN said this. You ready? Hit it.
The stakes are high. When this election is over in Virginia, we will know. Have we seen the emergence of the Delta variant of Trumpism? The Delta variant of Trumpism. In other words, Youngkin, same disease, but spreads a lot faster. It can get a lot more places.
Oh. Donald Trump and COVID, the gifts that keep on giving. If you're Van Jones or pretty much any host on CNN. Really, it's the Trump variant. Wow, great, cool. That's it, Van. It's the Trump variant. That's what happened. Exactly. No, the trick here is Trump positions, conservative positions, without Trumpism, without Trump and all the things that go with him, right? Trump is an individual, Trump's style, Trump's aggressiveness, Trump's tweets, Trump's this, Trump's that, Trump's the other thing. But his positions and his governance, yeah, take all that, but leave the Trumpism out. But all he sees is, oh, this is just a Delta variant of Trumpism. Oh, my goodness. That's just so, it's so head in the sand. So forget Van Jones. Let me introduce you to Winsome Sears. Check this out. In 2002, get ready for that. In 2002, Sears, a former Marine, became the first Republican elected from a majority black legislative district since 1865, right after the Civil War. She remains the only black Republican woman to serve in the Virginia House of Delegates. As Lieutenant Governor, she will be the president of the state Senate. Sears, 57, is a former vice president of the Virginia Board of Education. She has held posts on advisory boards and federal agencies, co-chaired the African American Committee at the U.S. Census Bureau, and served on a committee of female veterans that advises the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Sears, Winsome is her name, actually her name, previously led a prison ministry and was a director of Women's Homeless Shelter for the Salvation Army. Born in Kingston, Jamaica, she is a 1992 graduate of Old Dominion University and completed a master's degree at Regent University, which is Christian, in 2003. Winsome Sears. Now, let me set the stage. And we're going to work on this today in this segment and then maybe into the next one. So today and yesterday in my U.S. history courses, we're looking at the end of the Confederate the Articles of Confederation, which we operated under coming out of the Revolutionary War, and the design and implementation of the Constitution. So I showed my students these pictures of everybody at the Constitutional Convention, which is a bunch of land-owning white males, right? And so, okay, let's talk about that. And there's no women in the picture. There's no black people in the picture. And those have issues, absolutely, especially in light of the Declaration of Independence that says all men are created equal. Okay, so we don't have equal representation there. We freed the blacks and gave them the right to vote, we being America, before women got the right to vote. There's all kinds of garbage on our ledger. So remember that, okay? Remember that. So just get that picture in your head of a bunch of white landowners writing the U.S. Constitution. And then we get Winsome Sears. Okay, let's play it. Get ready to stop, because I'm going to stop it a bunch of times. Go.
I am at a loss for words for the first time in my life. You know, I love you too. I am here. Yes.
Hurrah.
She's a Marine. Remember.
Marine Corps. Motivated, dedicated. So, I'm here because of you. I'm here because you voted for me. I'm here because you put your trust in me. That's the only reason I'm here.
Mostly white people voted for her. Okay, remember that. Keep going.
Got my speech. Want to introduce to you my husband, Terrence. He's another Marine.
How cool is that?
My daughter, Katya. And my other daughter, Janelle. I'm telling you that what you are looking at is the American dream. The American dream.
Listen, this is super important.
When my father came to this country, August 11th of 1963, he came at the height of the civil rights movement from Jamaica. He came, and I said to him, but it was such a bad time for us. Why did you come? And he said, because America was where the jobs and the opportunities were.
Keep listening.
And he only came with $1.75. $1.75. Took any job he could find, and he put himself through school and started his American dream. And then, yes, and now he's comfortably retired. And then he came and got me when I was 6 years old. And when I stepped on that Pan Am Boeing 737 and landed at JFK, I landed in a new world.
Okay, stop it right there for a second. Okay, so catch that. In the 60s, when racial unrest is all over the place, the civil rights movement, thank God, is happening. And her dad comes from Jamaica, comes first and then came back. So when she said he comes back for me, he came back because he had to get himself established because he showed up with $1.75. In a country whose system of governance was written by a bunch of fairly wealthy white men. So the fact that it was only white men in the room, yeah, there's issues with that from an equal representation standpoint. But that doesn't mean they weren't brilliant. And that doesn't mean they didn't come up with the most brilliant form of government this world has ever seen, because they did. That's why a guy from Jamaica can come to the mainland in the 60s with $1.75. Did you hear what she said? He took any job he could get. You hear that, everybody? Anybody out there looking for a job? He took any job he could get. And he built a life. And he got himself established. How could that possibly happen? Because, you know, he's black. And that has significant challenges. I would never say it doesn't. But he was able to overcome that with work ethic and humility and drive. And probably faith. $1.75. And now today he's comfortably retired. And then she comes over, and then she comes to the new world in a land of opportunity. Not a guaranteed outcome, but the pursuit of happiness is still available. All right, so before you chuck this entire country out because it was all a bunch of white guys in the Constitutional Convention, don't forget Winsome Sears or her dad, okay? All right, keep going.
And so let me tell you this. I am not even first generation American. When I joined the Marine Corps, I was still a Jamaican. But this country had done so much for me. I was willing to die for this country.
Oh, Democrats hate this woman. Oh, man. Most of them, not all of them.
USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA!
She's so good because she gives them the cut and they cut
and,
it.
And so I say to you,
I love it.
Victory indeed. But I say to you, there are some who want to divide us, and we must not let that happen. They would like us to believe we are back in 1963 when my father came. We can live where we want. We can eat where we want. We own the water fountains.
Amen. Preach it.
We have had a black president elected not once but twice, and here I am, living proof.
How about that? Stop that for a second. Do you think that means nothing? This is the worst country on the planet, totally saturated in racism. You think it means nothing that Barack Obama was not voted in once but twice? And that you're listening to Winsome Sears, a black woman whose father came from Jamaica in the 60s with $1.75? And what system of government, what foundation allowed all this craziness to happen? That would be the foundation that a room full of white guys set. That despite having problems and holes in the cheese and allowing slavery and all the other stuff, managed to come up with a form of government that enabled Winsome Sears to attain this level of success, as well as her father and millions of other untold individuals, regardless of their skin color. Not to say it's easy, because it ain't, but it does happen. And it happens in a country that was established by a room full of white guys. And it's not great because they were white. It's great because they were brilliant and they came up with a brilliant plan. We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here.
Welcome back. Having some fun. Winsome Sears. What a great name. The new attorney, not attorney general. The attorney general is Hispanic in Virginia. How could they do that? Because they're all white supremacists. And then the new lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, a Marine. Her husband's a Marine. Her dad came to America from Jamaica in the 1960s with $1.75 in his pocket. Took whatever job he could get, and he went after the American dream because the jobs and the opportunities were there. Not a perfect place. Never has been. Never will be. But that's why this is historical, and that's why we're talking about it now in a historical context. As I'm teaching U.S. history, I've got three classes here in the Raleigh area that I'll teach in person. We're working right now on offering that online next year, next fall. So whether you're a student in Raleigh or somewhere else in North Carolina, we're going to market North Carolina for next fall. We're going to make that available. Not for free. I mean, we got to pay for it, just like any other class you take. But we're trying to reach more and more high school students with true, honest, accurate U.S. history as well as civics, all embedded and saturated in a biblical worldview. And why teach? I have 115 students right now. Why teach 115 if I can teach 300 or 400 or 500? And that needs to happen all over the country. And I don't teach it as a Republican. I don't teach it as a conservative. I teach it as a Christian. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And so that's why I was showing my students today and yesterday the Constitutional Convention, a room full of fairly wealthy white landowners. No black people in there, no women in there. That's a problem from a representative perspective. And when we said everybody's created equal, but not everybody gets to get in the room, right? And I don't. Ultimately, I wouldn't care what the color or the gender is the people in there. I want the 55 or 58 or 60 smartest people in the country if we're going to come up with a new form of government. So he acknowledged those things, but they created a system that allowed for Winsome Sears and her family to achieve. So we're picking it up with Winsome Sears. She's giving her victory speech last night. All right, hit play.
In case you haven't noticed, I am black and I have been black all my life. But that's not what this is about.
The guy yells, "You're beautiful," and her husband's eyes got big as saucers. And he's a Marine, too. Probably a bad idea.
What we are going to do is we are going to now be about the business of the Commonwealth. We have things to tend to. We are going to fully fund our historically black colleges and universities.
Which is what Donald Trump did. Remember that?
You're going to hear from your governor-elect, Glenn Youngkin. And he's got a day one plan that I'm already tired about.
Be aggressive.
Don't know how we're going to make it to day two. But he's going to make sure we keep more of our money in our pockets because he's going to get rid of all kinds of taxes.
Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, they just took off the house.
Safer communities.
There's the key right there. Hear it?
Our children are going to get a good education.
Boom. Stop that for a second. Remember, this became a huge issue because of Loudoun County and a bunch of other things in Virginia. What's going on in the schools? We keep talking about it on the air. Get in their business. Get in their business. Get in the school's business. You have a right. You have a statutory right to get in there and find out what they're teaching your kids. So the CRT stuff, the sexually explicit stuff, what's in the library, all that stuff. And people had had enough. And that's where part of this backlash, and hopefully this will continue across the nation. Okay, hit play.
Because education lifted my father out of poverty, education lifted me out of poverty, education will lift us all out of poverty because we must have marketable skills so that our children can not just survive, but they will thrive. And they will create generational wealth. That's what this is about.
She's got a bright future here.
I'm going to finish up. We love you too. It's a historic night. Yes, it is. But I didn't run to make history. I just wanted to leave it better than I found it.
Oh, that is such a great line.
And with your help, we're going to do that. We're going to have transparent government. And as I used to say as we were on the trail, hold on, Virginia. Help is on the way. The cavalry has arrived. Thank you.
Wait. There's just one more thing.
God bless you.
It gets better. She drops the J-bomb.
And finally.
It's coming. Listen.
Winsome.
Love that word. Look it up. Understand the definition.
Want to thank my staff because I couldn't have done it without them. We were a ragtag bunch of people.
Regular folks.
We ran an impossible, improbable campaign against God was exactly with us. Otherwise, we would never have made it. And so I want to finish up by
Listen.
Thanking you, Jesus.
Oh.
How sweet it is.
Okay, that's enough of that. Oh, just as if you haven't upset people enough. Okay, hit the stop button.
Ladies
Thank
and
you,
gentlemen.
Jesus. Oh, man. She went to Regent University. Remember, she got a degree from Regent, which is a Christian school. So there's so much fruit on the vine there. Watch that yourself. I shared it on Facebook. And really inspiring, but so much there. So you sit there and go, like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago mayor. And Rush Limbaugh talked about this on the air prior to him passing away. And he was talking about when he heard one day somebody asked Lori Lightfoot, female, black, lesbian, mayor of Chicago. What do you think about original intent, constitutional approach? You know, it says what it means. It means what it says. She goes, oh, you mean the document that didn't acknowledge me as a black female lesbian? And Rush Limbaugh said, yeah, I had some compassion for that position when she first said that. And we should. Because if you are a black and or a female and or a homosexual. In the 1700s, 1800s, yeah. America's not going to be a great place for you. It just isn't. That's a reality, okay? Yet, that room full of white guys, and it's not, I can just keep saying that because the narrative is that all these white guys came up with this country which was just rigged against black people and minorities and homosexuals or whoever. But set aside the white guys for a second. Just think about the Constitution, because Lori Lightfoot is a black female lesbian and also the mayor of Chicago, one of the biggest cities in the country and one of the most prominent cities on the planet. And the reason she was able to achieve that level of success starts in the late 1700s with a bunch of landowners, male, in a room, who created a document called the Constitution. And so you bring all that stuff in. You got to look at it all. Okay? That's how you actually approach history. Honestly, it's not a toy for you to play with. It's not a weapon for you to bludgeon your opponents with. That's what happens on the left. It happens on the right too. Try to deify all the founding fathers. You cannot deny the Christian heritage of this country, but you got to be careful. There is a line that you shouldn't cross, and that line is accuracy. Okay. So this is from CNN. We'll finish with this as we go forward. CNN analyst: Republicans win across the U.S. Scott Jennings, the political analyst at CNN, said following the Republicans' surprising victories that there's a formula here used by Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin. Well, in algebra, he said, we're often trying to solve for X, and Republican politics, we're often trying to solve for T, for Trump, and Youngkin figured it out, Jennings said. He kept Trump out of the race, basically. He didn't campaign there. He didn't wake up every day talking about it. He didn't feel the need to respond to every, you know, grievance or whatever. He kept focused on the issues, and heretofore, some Republican candidates would have said, well, then you're running the risk of the MAGA voters not turning out. Look at the map, he says. The rural counties not only came out, they came out huge. So it turns out that Glenn Youngkin has solved for this problem, in that you can run a race based on issues, continuing to attract the Trump base, get a path back in the suburbs, and take advantage, frankly, of the just enormous collapse, continued collapse of the Democratic Party in rural areas. That's how we'll win. That's how we're going to be successful. This is a Republican on CNN. When you can put the suburbs back together with rural areas the way we used to do. I think, he goes on, Republicans have an enormous chance to win in 22 and 24. Donald Trump is the least likely person to give the Republicans a chance to win back the White House. Somebody who can do what Glenn Youngkin did and put the coalition together, rural counties, people who voted for Trump, people who didn't vote for Trump but like to vote Republican, suburban moms. And by the way, look at the ticket. People who look like America, the African-American woman who's just elected lieutenant governor, the Hispanic that was just elected attorney general. Republicans have solved this coalition issue in Virginia, suburbs, rural, female, male, white, black, Hispanic. That's how we win, he concluded. And so if you follow the Youngkin blueprint, talk about issues, put together the ticket that looks and sounds like America, you can do it. That is the Trump platform, conservatism without Trumpism. And that's the thing that the Republicans have to wrestle with in the next year and a half. I think he's going to run. Personally, I don't want him to. That's my position. Most of the people on Facebook Live today said no. They don't want him to run. So you can have these issues. Because remember, Youngkin versus Trump 2020 in Virginia. He picked up 3 points with blacks. He picked up 9 points with women. He picked up 8 points in the suburbs. He picked up 12 points with rural voters. Youngkin over Trump. Great conservatism without the obnoxious side. Now, some people love the obnoxious side. And for a while, it worked. But I think it's run its course. And you can't win with that again. The moral of the story: issues, principles, and hard work. And parents, show up. Not for our sake. This battle isn't for us anymore. I don't think it ever really was. I think this battle is for our children and for our children's children. Our posterity. As our founding fathers would say. So be excited. I'm excited today. It's great. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for that. Pushing back on a lot of things that we need to push back on, but we still have a lot of work to do, and we'll continue to do that. We'll do our part here on the show Monday through Friday. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.